Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode. Now, this week's episode will be slightly different. I haven't got a guest this week because I wanted to take the opportunity to mark the occasion today, the day that this monologue is released, is exactly 5 years ago to the day that I first launched the podcast, or released the first episode of the podcast. So I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge the journey and talk about maybe where we're going in the next 5 episodes, 5 weeks, 5 months, who knows, maybe even 5 years, I don't know. So I guess, yeah, before I get into that, you know, 5 years, it's been a lot of work. It's been a big project. I never meant it to be a big project. It was just me following my interests, releasing one episode after another, and it's kind of stuck. And I'm truly grateful for everyone that has listened, whether that's 1 minute or 10,000 minutes. It means a lot. And if you guys weren't listening, or no one was listening, I definitely would have stopped a long, long time ago. So I just wanted to acknowledge you guys, the listeners, and just thank you for your listenership. It really means a lot. So, 5 years have gone by quickly, but equally, when I reflect and look back, it feels like a heck of a lot of work. And I've definitely grown. The podcast has evolved and changed. You know, when I started it, I was someone who was kind of really in the grips of this thing we call OCD. And it was really just me, you know, Stuart Ralph, the human, the individual, trying to figure out what was going on in his mind. And if anyone wanted to listen, you know, that was a bonus to me. And I think over the first year, I quickly became, I guess you could call, an advocate. I wanted to advocate for you guys and for anyone struggling with this experience of OCD, and really anyone struggling with any kind of mental health issues. And I guess I've eased into that, and it's, I guess, a label I still hold now. I still consider myself an advocate, someone who advocates for others. And I think that's really what the podcast is. It's advocating for others, for the truth, for finding out what's going on, for sharing, hopefully, good information. And, but yeah, I mean, also in this time, I'm on the verge of completing my second master's degree and qualifying as a psychotherapist, specifically with children and adolescents. And so, yeah, my journey's changed. I've gone from being someone in kind of the grips of OCD to progressing my identity more as an advocate. Now I see my identity more as a therapist. But the podcast for me is advocacy, and I think that's where I'd like to keep it. So when I look back, you know, I'm really happy with the episodes we've put out. Had some wonderful guests. I've loved hearing people's stories and sharing those with you guys. I learned something through every episode, and doing this podcast has really helped me with my own research papers that I've done around OCD over my two masters. And it continues to help my ideas and opinions evolve of what is this experience of OCD? Why does it happen? How do we, as people, heal from it and grow, more importantly, from it? And yeah, when I look back at some of the episodes, would I have done them? Maybe not. I think my views now have changed. But that's part of learning and growing and evolving, is picking up information, looking at it, assessing it, judging it, playing with it, experiencing it, and making a decision for yourself of what you think, I guess, the truth is and what works for you. And I guess that's the kind of note I wanted to put into this is, you know, one of my kind of philosophical principles I try and live by as a therapist is to kind of loosely paraphrase Carl Rogers, who was a humanistic psychologist. He said, and again, paraphrasing, something along the lines of, the client knows what hurts and the client knows what heals. And when I work with children and teenagers, I try and keep that in mind of, they know what's going to help them. And I kind of trust their process. And that's, I think, what I want for you guys. You can obviously listen to this podcast and use it however you want. I guess my wish is that you judge each episode for yourself. You weigh up what's being said critically. You use your gut, dare I say. You use your own experience, and you see what works for you. And also, for those that are this way inclined, absolutely check out the research to make sure that what's being said is actually correct, as far as the research says. However you want to judge it. But I want you to just not hear something and 100% agree with it, or think it's the truth. And also don't want you to completely dismiss it. I want you to play with these ideas, to explore them, to trial and test maybe, to think them through against all the criterias that I mentioned before, and really come into each episode with an open mind and just, and use the information for yourself. That's ultimately what I try and do with any information. And I guess I just wanted to share that for you. Not every guest I get on, you're going to like or like what they're saying. And maybe sometimes they say stuff that trigger you. And I don't even mean in an OCD sense. I mean, as a human, it maybe trigger other things. And other people may hear the same episode and think it's the best thing since sliced bread. And that's okay. We're all individuals and we're all interpreting information for our own sort of experiences in life. And yeah, I just want you to keep that open mind and play with the information, explore it. And if something after that, something doesn't work for you, absolutely discard it. I don't expect everything that's said to work for everyone or to be helpful for everyone. And I just wish for you that you can, with any information in life, you know, use it, explore it and play with it. And as an individual human being, figure out what's best for you. And upon reflecting over the last 5 years, I really got to thinking where I'm at now as a therapist myself, my views, my beliefs and my training, and how that may differ sometimes from what's shared on the podcast, and where I want to take the podcast. And I'm absolutely still going to cover CBT and exposure and response prevention therapy, because the research shows that that is the most effective treatment we have at this time. And I think it's a highly useful tool. And it's something I will be using in my own practice. My training also goes more relational, and I want to kind of bring that more into the podcast, because I think sometimes what gets missed on my podcast is that people are more than a diagnosis, and there's often many more things going on, and it doesn't always have to be another label or something else that's deeply traumatic. It can be like developmental trauma, little T trauma, as they call it, you know, that may not seem like a big deal to some people, but to others may have really affected, you know, how they've been shaped as a human being, and that may bother them. And I want to bring and address more of that in the podcast, because part of me doing this is helping people heal, which is why I wanted to be a therapist. And if I'm just sort of addressing the diagnosis side of OCD and not the whole human being, then I feel I'm not completely doing my job. So I want to kind of bring more of my own practice into the podcast. Just little things initially, like when I ask someone to share their OCD story, just reframing that question to something like, you know, and you can now share your OCD story or otherwise. So the idea of this otherwise, because I want to open that up to, you don't just have to talk about OCD. You know, what else do you feel has bothered you, hindered you, affected you, whatever word we want to put there. And I guess I want to open that and open more space for people to share that. And in the therapists, again, still covering CBT and ERP, but also in some episodes starting to explore maybe the more relational side of therapy, trying to work through other stuff and explore other elements that may affect people. I'm trying to be vague right now in how I'm speaking because I don't want to be too specific in this. But you'll see as episodes progress, hopefully you'll find it useful. And for some of you, hopefully you'll find it reaches a new part of you or help a part of you be seen that maybe it hasn't been seen on the podcast before. And I want to illuminate that, because I feel when we illuminate things in the darkness, they can no longer hide. And that's when we can heal and grow ultimately as human beings. And I've really enjoyed doing these podcasts. It's been a lot of work and tough at times, but it's meaningful work, and I'm so grateful for you guys listening. So who knows how much longer the podcast is going to go for, but so far I'm enjoying it, and I'll continue to release it. So thank you for listening, and as always, I hope it's helpful for you. And quick disclaimer, guys, this podcast is not therapy. It is not a replacement for therapy. Please seek treatment from a trained professional. And until we speak, take care.